Well, you probably are going, if you meet the outlet, you will have to sit either back there or here on the side.
Now, please stand for the pledge.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I'm going to change our meeting order a little bit. We're going to have full house on our very exciting presentation of the employees of the month, the first time ever. So I'm going to get on with that so that our guests can get on with for the evening too. I'm going to invite Mr. Abby Malone, the public information officer, for the presentation of the first ever certification of the employees of the month. Thank you.
Okay, good evening, Board President Nguyen, Board of Education trustees, staff, and community. I am pleased to recognize two outstanding employees for our first ever Employee of the Month recognition. As you know, we announced this recognition program in September and received more than 200 nominations from students, parents, and staff. Our district is filled with amazing employees, but these two definitely stand out. GGUSD's Employee of the Month program is designed to recognize employees who put others first, go above and beyond to make a difference in their role, carry out each and every day with a positive attitude and strong work ethic, and demonstrate innovation, leadership, and passion for their job. It's my pleasure to announce Samantha Palmieri as our October Classified Employee of the Month. Samantha is a graduate of Pacifica High School and joined our district in 2014. She has worked as a part-time school testing assistant, a central office clerk too, and since August of 2016 as the school secretary at Riverdale Elementary School. Her colleagues said that when she came to Riverdale a year ago, she hit the ground running. That despite the hectic job of a school secretary, Samantha handles it with joy and patience. She's always smiling and is consistently kind, helpful, and cheerful, and has a contagious positive personality. They have yet to see her frown. When asked what she loves about her job, Samantha said she loves building relationships with the students and the community, attending school events, and being part of the education of 600 students. She said it feels great being able to help students from how to complete an assignment to referring families to the Family Resource Center, connecting them with tutoring and resources to learn English. Samantha said it's an honor to be part of Riverdale and to work with such an amazing staff and principal who make it so great to come to work every day. Samantha is joined this evening by her parents and her husband, as well as Riverdale Principal Chris Ash and several Riverdale colleagues. Let's give her a round of applause. Next, I am honored to recognize Monica Luna as our October Certificated Employee of the Month. Monica graduated from Garden Grove High School and then returned to the district in September of 2005 to serve as an instructional aide for preschool at Brookhurst Elementary School through June 2006. She was a student teacher at Santiago High School and was rehired as a teacher in September 2007 at Bolsa Grande High School, where she has taught AVID and history. Her colleagues said that she always puts her students and coworkers first. They said that in spite of challenges to her personal health, Monica remained a relentless advocate for her students, providing outstanding sub-lessons during unavoidable absences. Her colleagues called her one of the most selfless people who is consistently available for her students and has had such a positive impact on them. They said that Monica has an amazing work ethic and they call her an inspiring and heroic teacher. Monica said her favorite thing about the job is interacting with students and that she feels fulfilled when she helps mentor students with their college and career choices. When students participate in debates, role play, discussion in class, it gives her hope that our future is bright with a generation of students who are smart, tech savvy, and tolerant towards others. Monica is joined tonight by her mother, brother, and sister, and nieces and nephews. Monica, would you please come forward? Let's give her a round of applause. Congratulations. These two employees are well deserving of this special board recognition. Tonight, we'll take photos of Samantha and Monica, which will be displayed in our district office lobby and district website until November, when we announce our November Employees of the Month. So thank you. And
thank you. Thank you, Mr. Long. We're going to take a short recess so I can take a picture with our honoree today. So I'm going to have another exciting presentation. I'm going to ask Dr. Lorena Sanchez, the executive director, to, is he ready? Yes.
Yeah, let's give them a minute or two to clear out.
Okay. So Dr. Sanchez is going to present the certificate of appreciation to the Boys and Girls Club of Garden Grove.
Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Superintendent Mafi, staff, and guests. It is my pleasure to introduce a longtime district partner who assists not only with goal one, which is academics and homework help, but goal two, which is motivation and personal skills. The Boys and Girls Club of Garden Grove partners with us through various programs, but most importantly, Boys and Girls Club after school programs are present at 55 of our school sites. And today, it is my pleasure to introduce Mark Sermanian. He's our CEO of the Boys and Girls Club, and he will introduce his staff who is here today.
Trustees, thank you for having us tonight. Dr. Gabrielle Mafi, thank you for having us. Dr. Sanchez, thank you as well. We just wanted to kind of share with you a brief overview, and I promise we'll keep it brief, of our partnership that's 20 years in the making. I'm going to try to do this as I'm talking. Perfect. Rick, I think we're okay. We need a password, maybe? Yeah. The reality is we do some amazing work together, and anytime we have an opportunity to kind of celebrate the great work we do in the community, we love that opportunity. So thank you for having us here tonight. Let me get out of your way. Together, we serve over 5,500 kids a day. And obviously, the majority of that happens at the school sites based on our after-school model. But we also have a huge part of our organization. Thank you, Rick, very much. Yeah, perfect. We also have another pronged organization, which is really about serving families. And that is something that makes us unique as a Boys and Girls Club. It's also something that obviously makes this partnership very unique. So there are two main components to what we do. One is that we work in the youth development arena. Obviously, that's the traditional work that Boys and Girls Clubs do. But then, as well, we take that a step beyond. And the idea for us is that, you know, if we work with the kids and we really try to instill in them the values we hope that they will exit the program with, we have to make sure that work goes beyond just that child. And so that's why we incorporate the family model as well. So today, just to be brief, we wanted to take a moment to honor the partnership and obviously commend the great commitment you've made to the kids in the community beyond just the school day. When we talk extended day, that is the left side of that graphic up there. And it really is centered around our school-based sites, our ACEs and assets grants, which have been in existence well before 2006. We have the Monroe Language Academy that we opened a year ago. That's been amazing to see the kids kind of fly through that program and the great growth they've experienced. We have our traditional club branches, which is really what you think about when you see Boys and Girls Clubs. And then we have some academy services that we do with some private tutoring and such. The right side of this pictogram up here is really what makes this unique again. And everything you see with the Garden Grove icon, the Garden Grove Unified icon, is support that you have given us throughout the years and you continue to give us today. So with the Truancy Reduction Center, we saw over 640 students come through that as a referral last year, with 70% meeting the requirements of the program. With the McKinney-Vento programs, we served over 1,100 homeless families just last year, obviously through your great support. And then with our growth of our school-based counseling programs, we're in many schools offering private counseling to students, and then also through our family, youth, and outreach program, we go a step further and counsel families as well. And then recently this year, we opened the Family Resource Center. We had a chance to hear Walter speak. The importance of what we are offering our students in this time of need really becomes paramount. And I just want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart, from our board's heart, for making your students, our students, a priority. I had an opportunity last year to speak to the Garden Grove administrators at their breakfast, and I talked a lot about the idea that these are all our kids, that we're in this together. And you guys certainly realize that, and we praise you for that, absolutely. We had two staff members here today I wanted to take a moment to introduce. The first is Christina Sepulveda, if you'd stand. Christina oversees all of our family strengthening programs, and then we have Chris Pena, who recently got promoted to oversee all our school-based programs. So you'll see them out there. I see a lot of friendly faces here tonight. I want to thank all of you for your support as well. You've been there through thick and thin. Several of you are board members and have served on our board for quite some time. Lorena, thank you for all your support and all of the people that make this happen. Again, it's just with gratitude that we want to make sure you understand how much we value this partnership. Over 20 years in the making, we've come a long way. We certainly have a lot more great work we can do together. So thank you all very much for having us here. I promise I'll be short, so I'm going to end it there. But thank you again, and we very much value all that you do in support of us. Thank you.
Mr. Samanian. Can you stand right there?
Sure.
Really, on behalf of the board, thank you very much for the wonderful partnership that Boys and Girls Club of California has had with the Gando School District since 1999, 2000, has been a long time. In that partnership to the state and federal funds, the Boys and Girls Club has provided multiple services to support our students and family in our districts. And those services include, but not limited to, after-school programs, mental health services, directly supporting students with counseling, have homeless services for students in need. We had 20 reduction centers to support the students' attendance, including parenting program, and a family resource center to we support throughout the school district into the school year, to name just a few of them. Thank you again, Mr. Samanian. I truly appreciate the leadership and the strong partnership you have given us with the Boys and Girls Club of Gandro. We want to express our sincere gratitude for your continuing collaboration with our district and the staff, and for continuing to serve to provide services to our school and student and family. And we grateful for your services.
Thank you, President Nguyen. We appreciate that. And the other thing we did this year was we aligned with your strategic plan. And I think that really has done wonders in terms of really finding the niche and where the needs are with the kids. And so we just strive to continue to link up more with what you're doing and then continue the great work that we've already built upon. So thank you so much.
Can you give it his honor taking a picture with you?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take another recess now. Agenda now. We have a number of requests to speak from the public. I just want to remind everyone that you allow up to 3 minutes to speak on any topic you wish. I make sure you, because you have a clock to watch your time, so watch your time wisely when you make your statement. Normally, our protocol, our norm, we don't respond to any comment. By the fact that you don't respond to the comment, it doesn't mean that we ignore your interest. We do listen. Our staff, especially the superintendent, do take note of whatever you say here. So cut us some slack if we don't respond to your comment. Okay, our first request is from Jose Solano, a parent from a student. Do we have Ms.
She's back. Hello, everybody. Hello, board members, and hello to everybody. Sorry if I seem a little nervous. I'm hearing impaired, and I might stutter a little bit. But I am here to represent my son, who is in special education and has been denied the right to a proper education. So I wanted to just make several comments regarding what my son has gone through. He has suffered bullying. He has been assaulted several times. He has been beaten. I have several pictures to show. thousands of them, where he has gotten beat up by students that were severely impaired, and nothing was ever done. I had suffered not being able to speak to district personnel. I have been denied the right by retaliation not to speak to Dr. Mafi, Ms. Shedd, when she was the director of special education. I have been denied the right to speak to anybody at the school district regarding my son's rights. And I don't think it's fair. My son suffers from autism, and he has other disabilities, but the district has denied him the right to have those disabilities on his IEP, and instead put him on intellectual disabilities and have completely denied him every right and opportunity to earn his diploma. My son only needs 5 credits to complete his diploma, and he has been denied that right. I continue to fight and argue about it, and nothing is being done. I have no attorney, unable to afford one, but the district has one. She has kept me from speaking to everybody at the district, and I forgot my paper, so I have to go back to my notes. I've got 3 minutes. Does the board believe that the staff needs more training in issues with autism behavior and mental illnesses? If yes, how would they address this? How would they consider that to happen? What does the board think it means for a student to be supported in the least restricted environment?
There's
some questions that I've addressed in the past.
Ms. Solano,
due to the fact that I forgot the paper that I was going to speak about today, I will only speak about what my son has been had to endure. He has been placed.
Ms. Solano, your time's up.
Does that mean something?
Yes.
3 minutes.
Your time's up. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help, and looking forward to coming back.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Next speaker is Mr. Nicholas Dips.
President Nguyen, trustees of the Board of Education, staff, community members, and guests. My name is Nicholas Dibbs, and I am following up with the board and Dr. Mafi. The past 2 weeks have been extremely hectic for me, but I am submitting in writing my draft proposal for all the board members, so if this can be passed to everybody. A board policy proposal, and this is a draft, but it can be tweaked, and so hopefully the board members will consider it for the November 7th meeting or soon thereafter. Because we have no board policy that I can find regarding elections, I would like to propose this, as I've mentioned, on November at the September 5th board meeting and also the last meeting on October 3rd. This is the proposal as drafted. Fair elections are essential and vital for the preservation and furtherance of our nation's existence as a democracy and republic, and as envisioned and conveyed by our nation's founding fathers, the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. As such, following is the official policy of the GGUSD Board of Education regarding all GGUSD employees and board members. Under no circumstances are any GGUSD employees, board members, representatives, independent contractors, etc., to use any staff time being paid by or through the GGUSD and or any district facilities, equipment, resources, supplies, etc., to influence and or affect any election. Anyone violating this board policy is subject to termination of any and all GGUSD employment, employment contract, and funding provided or being provided by the Garden Grove Unified School District. So that's for your consideration. Now let me move on to something more pleasant. Having worked for over 16 years as a substitute teacher, I want to nominate, and I'll put it in writing at some point, Pam Wakefield to be an employee of the month. I don't know, I've worked with this lady for a number of years, and she is a selfless, dedicated employee, and who gets here before dawn and helps the substitutes go to where they need to go and so on. So Jolie and staff, you have an excellent worker there in Pam Wakefield. I would like to officially nominate her for consideration as a employee of the month at a future point, hopefully in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dips. Next speaker is Ms. Tina Gurney, representing the GGEA.
Good evening, President Nguyen, Dr. Mafi, board members, and staff and guests. The first few months have been very busy for GGEA as we continue to advocate for our teachers, nurses, and teacher librarians. We have been meeting with and learning more about how to help our temporary teachers. These dedicated teachers are grateful to be working for the Garden Grove Unified School District and appreciate the support from GGEA during this difficult time of declining enrollment. A main concern for them was not receiving benefits over the summer recess. We are also working with the Office of Special Education to understand and plan the program that was rolled out this year where mild and moderate students return to their home school sites. We've been hearing from many members about class sizes, behavior support, and training needed. With some students exhibiting very difficult behavior, teachers are needing further training on dealing with this. We held a town hall meeting yesterday to clarify their concerns, and we will be sharing and working with the Office of Special Education to find ways to communicate to our members and problem solve some of these issues. We also have a special ed task force meeting that's coming up, and we'll examine concerns and make recommendations. GGEA continues to work toward building positive school climates for each of our sites. GGEA and GGUSD leadership will be presenting our rep principal training this month for those who are new administrators to their school or for reps who are new to their position. We review communication protocols, discuss the roles of reps with their principals, and relay the importance of our faculty advisory committees and the role it plays for each school site to problem solve site issues. We want each site to elect their FAC members, and some schools still struggle with forming an FAC. Building trust between our reps and their administrators, as well as our members with the various offices of the district, is important for strengthening the relationships that help us address issues as they arise. We are in the middle of bargaining for the 2017-18 contract, and we appreciated the budget presentation from Rick and Janelle. Good luck. And to our team, as well as the other bargaining units. We also hosted an interest-based bargaining training from CTA for both bargaining teams, the cabinet, and the GGEA Board of Directors. The ideas behind the IBB process should help us in other areas as well. The school year is off to a busy start. Our strength lies in the membership being aware of what we do on their behalf. And by sharing with our school board members, we hope you will continue to ask questions to understand all that we do that affects our families and our students. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Yanni. Moving on to the next item on the agenda is approval of the minute from our last meeting on October 3rd. Any requests for comments, correction? Hearing none, a call for the vote.
Aye.
Mrs.
Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harvey?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item, item 3 on public hearing presentation and report. We have no public hearings. We finished a presentation earlier today and we have no report or information item. Item 4 is on administration. We have item 4A and B.
I need a motion.
I move we approve items 4A and B.
One second.
Thank you. Item 4A is to approve the recommendation from the staff to grant permission for the district to renew the agreement with the Orange County Superintendent of School for Parent Infant Education and Support Program effective July 1st, 2017 to July 30th, 2018 to provide services in hearing loss from birth to age 3 in our district. Item 4B is to approve the recommendation for expulsion of one student from the districts. Any comments on either item? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Nguyen? Yes. Mr. Minifin?
Aye.
Mrs. Blanco?
Aye.
Mr. Harney?
Aye.
Aye. Item 5 is on programs and instruction. We have item 5A to D. I need a motion. Second?
Second the motion.
Thank you. Item 5A is to approve the amendment to the agreement to allow the to grant permission to accept additional funding in the amount of $590,276 for the California State Preschool Program as an amendment to the current 2017-18 funding agreement, number CSPP-6321, to provide additional funding for the preschool program. Item 5B is to approve the recommendation to authorize the district to for the submission of the 2018-19 application for funding to the state preschool program at Brookers, Bryan, Carver, Clinton Corner, Heritage, Lawrence, Murray, Peter K3, Rosita, Russell, and Violet Elementary School for the school year 2018-19. Item 5C is to allow provide permission to the district teachers to apply for the JAN Honor Education Award and accept any award granted for the year 2017 and 18 at no cost to the district. Item 5D is to provide to approve two out-of-district events. The first one is to allow 48 11th grade average student from Bonesha Grande High School to attend the AVID 11th grade college trip to Central and Northern California on November 30th to December 3rd. Item event number two is to allow 35 Army JROTC students from San Diego High School to attend the Army JROTC summer camp at Irvine Ranch Outdoor Center on June 25th to 29th, 2018. Any comments? I have a question on item 5B, which is the application for the funding for the preschool program. We list out a number of the school sites. Mm-hmm. The question, are this all the sites of preschool that we have at district, or just only the number of the school sites with included in this grant?
Those are the state preschool. We additionally have special education preschool at Carver and at Heritage Schools, but these are our state preschool programs, and those are all the sites and the number of classrooms.
Okay, that's for the entire district, right?
Correct.
Any other question? All right. Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Nguyen? Yes. Mr. Minifin?
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
And Mr.
Aye. Thank you. Item 6 is on business. We have item 6A to I. I need a motion.
I second the motion.
Thank you. Item 6A is to approve resolution number 13 to adopt adopt a procedure and criteria for evaluating the qualification and proposal for lease and lease back contractors. which for the delivery method for the heating and ventilation air conditioner project in our district. Item 6B is to approve the ratification of the informal bid according to the California Uniform Public Construction Cost Accounting Act to allow the district to approve the bid for the value between $15,000 to $175,000 without a bid. So this contract will allow our awarding the from a district to the number of contractor, including Circle City Electric, CSI Electrical Contractor, Custom Size, David Bonitino Manufacturing, Franklin Mechanical System, GB Constructions, GL Carp Painting and Construction, Naranjo Landscape, Procraft Construction, and Wallace Electrical Services. Item 6C is to approve the amendment to the contract at Ralston Intermediate School for the heating, ventilation, and air conditioner contract for a revised amount of $6,694,140. Item 6D is to approve the agreement for self-insure health plan and claim processing for the agreement with EBAM and Anthem Blue Cross for the medical claim processing network access and utilization management services for the district self-insure health plan from January 2018 to December 31st, 2018. Item 6E to approve the agreement for the vision service plan with vision service plan to provide group vision care plan claims administrative services only for the period of January 1st, 2018 to December 31st, 2018. Item 6F is to approve the agreement with PayPro administrator to serve the district administrator of the Section 125 flexible benefit plan for dependent care medical care reimbursement for 1 year from January 1st, 2018 to December 31st, 2018. Item 6G is to approve the annual disclosure of worker compensation liability for a total liability of $6,890,751. Item 6H is to approve the uniform complaint report summary with no incident of complaint. Item 6I is to approve the purchase order and check for the total amount of $61,326,251.35. Any comments on any item?
Well, I see in 6D and E we have medical and we have the vision plan covered. I don't see the prescription drug coverage. Is that something that's still in negotiation or something we should expect to see at a future meeting? Right.
So then dent will also be bringing a dental element to this. But
yeah.
Yes, we will continue with American Healthcare. We do have the contract, so the contract was extended, and it will go through our next calendar year.
Okay, so the calendar year 2018. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
For item 6C, the contingency was increased almost to that same amount. So, like, okay, over 25%.
We had some issues with the legal involvement.
Oh, yeah, I see.
The contingency is being increased to $1.2 million because when they went to replace the roof, they ran into lots of other issues, and a lot of it has to do with hazardous waste abatement, and that's very expensive.
Okay.
But it's the contingency that's being increased.
Right, because I usually don't see it fluctuating that much. That's why I asked.
It's rare. It has been a rare occurrence on all our projects.
Okay.
But also in that item, in addition to increased contingency, we also have the district contingency. Is it a different, or is it like the double contingency provision in here?
Right, it's increasing. Yeah, it's increasing that contingency.
So our original project was estimated at $3.6 million, and then the end project, it cost $6.6 million, right?
Right, well, the 3.6 was the base. But we had contingency and lease payments because it's a lease back contract. So it's the $1.2 million that's increasing. So previously it was the 5.4.
Also, so the 1.4 million of district contingency was not like the added because
Correct.
Of that? Was not? Okay.
Correct. That was part of the original lease back.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other question? Any comment? All right, call for the vote, item 6A to I.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Mr. Monaco?
Aye.
Mrs. Rockway?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
Mr.
Aye. Thank you. Item 7 is on the personnel report. We have item 7A and B and C. I need a motion.
Move 7A through C.
A second the motion.
Thank you. Item 7A is to approve the report of certificate personnel report. Item 7B is to approve the report for the classified personnel report. And 7C is to approve the personnel commission appointment recommendation to appoint Mr. Bernice Faletepo to join the personnel commission for the new 3-year term. We begin on November 1st, 2017. And we have Mitch Faletepo here today. Can you stand up? Thank you very much. All right. Thank you for agreeing to continue to serve the personnel commission. Any comments on any item? All right. Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Mr.
Monaco?
Aye.
Mrs.
Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye. Okay, to the last item on the agenda, closing discussion by board members, beginning with Ms. Gonzalez.
Last week at our last BRC meeting, I shared that I went to a conference about the position I play as a BRC representative on the board. I learned that I represent the voice of all students at the board meetings, and I work closely with the board members and all our schools to make sure I have great communication with them. Trustee Nguyen came to our BRC meeting to talk all about that, and it came to our BRC meeting to meet all our students that attend and to show how much they really mean to us, and how he encourages me every day to be able to freely speak with any student about their problems and anything they go to so I could bring it here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gonzalez. Ms. Nguyen?
I have no comments today.
Thank you. Mr. Munetan?
Yeah. I just want to congratulate our employees of the month. I'll say this now and I'll always say it, that when I see our one or two employees of the month, I see the whole district. I see every single person that works in our schools, whether they're educators, whether they're cleaning our schools or driving the buses, you know, they're all here. They're a representation, it's a symbol of all of our employees, and you know, I thank them, so hats off to them. I attended the back to school night for Eisenhower Elementary School on the 11th. It was a really great time. I feel like every single back to school night I attend, the food gets better and better. There's like, I already know that I need to take cash only to back to school night events, and I can't eat anything prior. I have to go and with an empty stomach. So it's really great, great times, great food, and most importantly, great people in attendance. This past weekend, I was privileged to go to the Boys and Girls Club's Toasting Great Futures event. That being said, congratulations to Boys and Girls Clubs for, you know, their many, many years of service to our district. That event was basically a showcase of all the great things that they're doing, just like Mr. Sarmanian mentioned today. The beginning of the day started off with a tour. It was a very interactive tour where they had the guests go out and kind of see firsthand what the work that their employees are doing. And what really amazed me, and I think they touched on it today, was that they're very in line as in what the district is doing. They see our goals, our values, our mission, and they're going to go ahead and support that to add that provided help and assurance. And I saw our own Lorena there in a booth talking about STEM and STEM projects. And I think those are the careers and the opportunities of the future. So having that being there readily available for our community is really great, and it speaks volumes. Today, I was able to visit Russell Elementary School, your old stomping grounds, Terry.
Nice things.
I was really impressed with Kai and his team for their goal and their vision to make sure that all of their students succeed. We had some talks, you know, about, you know, some of his goals, and we went ahead and walked around and visited different classrooms within the school. And there was one particular student who stood out. They were working on the Chromebook, and he was going like 100 miles an hour with the little Chromebook, and he was probably like a third or fourth grader. And I asked him, hey, you know, that assignment looks pretty tough. Is it tough? And he said, at the time, it might be tough, but I'm going to get to it. And I think that is a perfect example of the growth mindset. We talk about it. We try to implement that into our students, and now it's starting to trickle down. And what may seem like a daunting task in the beginning proves to be something that they can accomplish if they just keep working at it. And I think that's the thing that we're really trying to push. And I can't thank anybody else than our educators for following that too. So thank you to our educators. They're just doing a phenomenal job, and they're showcasing that. He told me, I was like, oh man, you got it, brother. Like, good job. Another thing that I was really excited to hear from Kai was about the MSW program, our pilot program of our social work interns. I asked about how it was going. And a lot of the things that were being mentioned were that they are a very critical asset to the school. Although they've only been there for a couple of months, they're that centralized hub of location where they can access resources, they can speak to the community, they can speak to the parents, they can talk to our students. They kind of bring it all together in the holistic approach. And those are some of the things that I wanted to see in the program, and these are some of the things that he told me. I didn't have to bring that up. So just hearing that really, you know, brought smiles to me, and I know if we keep working at it, we're going to be able to showcase the stats, and hopefully my goal, and I would really like to see this just spread more and more throughout our schools. So really great times in our district.
Thank you. Mr. Rocco.
Yes, I also want to congratulate our employees of the month. I'm very excited that we have this program. I think for a while back, there wasn't a lot of recognition. Maybe it was kind of looked at it maybe like, well, everybody's doing a good job. But I think, as Walter said, those people who we do bring to the forefront represent all our employees and all the good things that are happening out there. And hopefully and eventually everybody will get a turn. I also thank the Boys and Girls Club of Garden Grove for their partnership and their support of our kids and our families. When I started in outreach, I had the pleasure of working with Christina Sepulveda and some of the other members, and at that time when I started there were only 10 sites, and now there's what, 55. So historically speaking, they have really exploded and doing awesome things. I can't imagine our district now without Boys and Girls Club. Also a couple of schools for back to school night, Stamford and Wakeham, and just they're both schools that have been modernized and have their air conditioning and gosh, when we go there, it's like, oh, thank you for the air conditioning, as though I personally installed it. But it just shows how appreciative the staff and the kids are and the parents and how proud they are. It's like when you get a new house, you just beaming with joy and pride, and you just, it just, it's very contagious. And the whole school, it's just the culture of the school is really impacted. So it's very, always, it's been a pleasure. And Wakeham was my alma mater. And so no more big, heavy sliding doors. And the campus looks really great. And also looked at the new library. During that process, they had the opportunity of using some of their LCAP money to spruce up their library. And they were very proud to show me what it looks like down. And it is looking great. Also went to College Fair this past week, which was always and is always well attended. And I noticed just from year to year, we keep getting more and more college reps and also offering our kids many options, four-year, out of state, community colleges, trade schools. It just great representatives and our parents there and our kids there, and it's always very hot. I don't know why it's hot for College Fair, but a lot of good things going on there. Last night I attended the PTA council meeting. Always love it, attending anything that where parents are and letting them know, you know, our board supports them and whatever they want to share, whatever they want to ask, and just listening and understanding what's happening at all the school sites. And one of the things I noticed last year was not just PTA council, but many of our parents are not really aware of who their board members are, their trustee areas, what trustee area they live in. So I came prepared with maps and tried to make them parent friendly, where I put the numbers on the color coded and the names of the board members and by grade level, so they would know. And I asked them, how many of you know who your trustee is? And nobody raised their hands. I said, good, I had brought these maps. I want to circulate them during the meeting, and I want you to look up and see who your board members are so you can get to know them, and also go to the district website. These maps are on the website, so hopefully did my part in helping to inform our parents and to let them know that we're there for them. And that our emails are on there, but don't feel like they can only speak to one board member, because we all work collectively together and for the good of the whole district. So anyway, so that's my piece.
Thank you, Mika Harding.
Well, and I've been working too many hours and not getting out enough, so I don't have a lot of experience to share, but I am looking forward to a ceremony over at Heritage on Friday morning. Looking forward to getting over there. So that's all I have tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Harden. So again, I want to thank Mr. Bernice Falette-Debo for your service on the personnel commission. I don't know many people know. It's only a few districts who had a personnel commission. And even people in the district, they don't know there is such a commission in our district to serve. I think that the function of the commission is very critical to ensure the fairness and also the due process to our big chunk of employees, half of the employees we have in the district. So that's very important to make sure the quality of service to our district, make sure that our employees are happy with that, and your agreement to serve, continue to serve on the board. We're very grateful for that. And thank you for doing that for the board, and appreciate that very much. And also, I want to join my colleagues to thank the staff for starting the Employee of the Month. I think that I don't know why we haven't had it for a long time, but it's now we're starting it. It's good. We normally think of the kid given. I learned from education system here, said the cookie will go a long way to the kid, but Employee of the Month will go much longer, farther out to motivate our staff and employees to do better, to try harder to serve our students and our community. And with this award rolling out, looking for more exciting thing, more
you know, more excellent conduct of service that we, our staff, will showcase to our students in the future months or year. I also had a chance to attend the college fair last week too, and I think we have a good problem to deal with, whether it's the college fair getting bigger every time, we have more problem with the parking, the crowded, the quality of the school to come in, more parents showing up. And I, you know, observe, I have was able to observe many parents are very having a very serious discussion with the students, with the college representative. They were out very seriously trying to find out what happened, where to go, and all the stuff. So with that, I also got a chance to talk to our brand new, I don't know, called counselor coordinator, something from a district level to help that. I think we've gone a long way to promote the college going culture to make it possible, make it easier for parents and students to navigate the maze of going to college. And we had a vision of putting some district level counselor coordinator to assist to coincide with that. And I'm just complaining that our college fair are getting too big, too good, but I also see that for many of all the school side and high school, they do have a no less caliber of college fair in the school side as well. They do have many other things. They have college fair, they have financial aid night, they have college information, all kind of things, even at the school side. And I was able to observe some of them, and I think they still can, all our school side can do it on their own. I mean, they don't need to go to the district event for this kind of quality of the service that we provide to the parent and to the students to assist them to navigate the maze of going to college. Last thing is, Mr. Gonzalez, you mentioned I had an exciting meeting with the student council representative, just like all the top dog from the district going to meeting, and it was kind of very refreshing to see our students. They're very engaged. They really know their function. They're very excited to. I express my gratitude to the student council member to take the time to participate in that service, and I ask them to do what they can to be the eyes and the ear for us. And Jesus is kind of one of them there, and they take that function very seriously, and I appreciate that. They are, we hope we could promote that culture among the council, the representative council, to so that they continue to gather input from their member, from their students, so they can assist us, because at the end of the day, they're the customer. We are the service provider. We had to make sure how to serve our customer better. And the student is actually our direct customer. We need to know what they're thinking, how they're doing, and how we can gather input from them, how to serve them better. And the student is the one, the counsel, the very one who can help us in that role. And thank you very much. Jesus, for showing that, and thank you for working with the council to kind of collaborate with us to see how we can serve student body better in the future. That's all my comments. So I want to announce my next meeting. The next meeting will be on November 7th. We have the third session begin at 5 p.m. And also the one after that will be in December 5th. We also have the third session will begin at 5 p.m. And I'll start right. The meeting is now adjourned.
I'm going to ask.
I don't want to take any of my time with them.